Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's up? It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. Right now, I'm talking with a couple members of a project known as Intizar. Tess, is that okay if I use your real name?
Yes, please do.
Okay, all right. So in the past, you've been in studio. You did an amazing version of Unabated. You did Dumb from Nirvana. Live on KSW Live Day, and it's awesome to have you back. And your friend from Intizar is joining you. This is the first time I'm meeting her. What is your name again?
My name's Natalie.
Natalie.
I play the cello.
Wow, awesome.
I run it through a bunch of effects, and I try to sound like a guitar. It's pretty rock and roll. Maybe I'll smash one day.
Oh my God. Holy crap. My old orchestra teacher would be so pissed if they saw that. They would just be like, that is not okay.
But yes, so would my parents. They'd cry.
I would be sad too. I feel like, be like, wait here, let's not do that. Give it to me.
But it's a little dream. One day it'll feel right. I'll have a cheapo cello that I can just
set
use.
On fire.
Yes, yeah, set on nice. Fire. Yeah.
Yeah. So is there anyone else from the project that we're missing?
We recently reunited with our drummer from back in the day, Burke Thomas. Mm-hmm. He plays with Vendetta Red, also, which is a band from the 90s.
And Duff McKagan.
Yeah. And he's got his lots of irons in the fire.
Mm-hmm. He's cool. A badass, like super rockin' drummer.
That's awesome. And so it's just you three and you're getting ready to reunite, right?
Yes. We've got a few shows. I think there's one at the Sunset on February 26th, and that might be the last one that we play with Burke before he moves away. Oh. So that's the one you want to see if you want to see us in our original form.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So again, it's the 26th at the Sunset. So we're going to get into it. So, you guys originally started, and when was the last time you played a live show together?
The last live show we played, we opened for the Walking Papers at the Crocodile right before the
it was 2018.
Okay.
At the OG Crocodile.
OG Crocodile.
Yes.
And it was an amazing show, like so awesome to play, but we had to part ways shortly after that. And
now we're back together.
Now we're back together again.
The tectonic plates have aligned.
Yes.
Yes.
The heavens opened up and now we are here together.
Mm-hmm. Took a little time to figure it all out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what brought y'all back?
After the pandemic, like I guess the pandemic's still going on, but after the big force of it, I guess my life changed a lot. I don't know about Natalie, but I just got into a place where there was more space in my life for really focusing on music again and writing and awesome. Reimagining what I'm doing in a way that I'd never had for a long time. So I'm just kind of more available than I've ever been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I reached out like last summer and we've just slowly been trying to figure out how we can make it happen.
Yeah.
I mean, Intisar is the best band I've ever played in. And I just played with the Eagles. So
she did. And the Climate Pledge Arena. She played two nights.
When we are in our full force, it sounds so cool. And I feel so free on my instrument.
Yeah.
It's very inspiring.
Thank you. So,
yeah,
I feel the we same. Can't just skip over this. You played with the fucking Eagles.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I do support work for bands and
yeah. Who else have often, you played with?
Disturbed, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Michael Bubbles. You know that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that little old band called Macklemore.
Oh yeah,
okay. That's
yeah.
When you went on tour with them, and you're on that track. I'm gonna pop some tags.
Wait, you know that one?
Well,
you toured with Macklemore?
Yes, I mean that was.
Do you know Dave Dalton?
Yes,
keyboardist.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah,
he was my roommate in college.
Oh,
yeah. So
shoot.
Yeah, yeah. Small little world. I don't know. That came up through that scene. That kind of pushed me into doing pop music. The whole Macklemore stuff. And
yeah.
And here I am, still pursuing the dream.
I love it. That's awesome. Right on. Well, okay. So you're coming back together. Did you, when you know, you decided to come back together, did you guys immediately start working on new music? Or, you know, tell me a little bit about getting back together and whatnot.
I think the heart of us being able to just get into a room and play, we mm-hmm. started just by going over the older material. There's one new tune that we're working on that we cool. just actually finished more writing on today. And that's going to be the newest one in the set. And there's going to be many more of those, but just getting back into, it's kind of like a long lost friend, you know, you never really like end being friends, but you have to get into the groove again.
I also really enjoy reworking old songs. Like the ideas in there that we had on our album Borrowed Ground were mm-hmm. really excellent. And it didn't, you know, not everyone in the world has heard that album.
Yeah.
So those song ideas are amazing. I want to continue to rework them. And I enjoy that process of like adding strings or making it more orchestral. I don't know, whatever it is.
And you have like a million pedals and different like combinations. And she's been working so much on, she's got this project called Strawberry Drops, which is like an experimental noise sort of formations, I would say. And so bringing like unconventional ways to use the cello in ways to where it doesn't even sound like an instrument anymore. You know, like it's just crazy. Like bringing that into a more like rock pop structured format. Like that's my goal, is to bring all the stuff that Natalie's been exploring in the last few years on her own and try to like steal some of that and put it into songs that I can sing to.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds like you guys have a lot of exciting things, you know, in the future, and you're coinciding with the reformation of this band. So I guess my question being, is this just a reunion or are you back?
I think we're back. I think we're back, but we're going to probably change into a different band name.
Yeah. We got to rebrand a little.
A pivot. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's going to definitely be like some sort of musical release in the next year under a new band name and then with new members, probably.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe. I don't know.
Our beloved Burke is moving away. So I don't know. I hope that he can come back and play with us every time. But maybe.
Yes.
Who knows?
Well,
that's the dream.
So,
yeah, he's amazing.
So I guess going with the idea of changing the band name, and I have to I'm curious, is it because, you know, Intisar was that three-person unit, and since he's leaving, you're just going to change it? And is that kind of the idea, or why change the name of the band?
Intisar is actually my real name. I'm a Palestinian woman.
Yeah.
Born from, I'm first generation. My father is Palestinian and mm-hmm. came here in the 80s, 70s, sorry. And so my name is Intisar Gibran. That's my real name. Mm-hmm. And I use it as a stage name, but it's really kind of my namesake. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping in the future to be just like fully collaborative with the band I'm working with. And like everybody's writing, everybody's got a hand in it. Okay. And in that sense, having it be someone else's name okay. versus a different title that we've all come up with, it makes more sense to rename it.
Awesome. Thanks for the clarification.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, okay. So can I get a little backstory about the original, you know, because I never had this, band on La Mocal. I've had you test in the past, just talking about your solo stuff that you were working on. Originally, how did you guys, you know, meet up and start this very unique kind of project? How did you guys all meet up together? And what was the, I guess, the idea behind it? And around what time was it?
It was a long time
ago. It must have been like 2013.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I was hungry as hell to play mm-hmm. with Natalie, and she was like giving me the like, what is it where you play hard to get?
Oh, she was too cool, like, for school.
Yes, she was like the boyfriend that, or like the sure. one date yeah. we had, and then I
she
never
big leagued you
call back.
Yeah,
and yes, she gave me the Seattle freeze basically.
She was a cool guy. Yeah,
she still is, but she has time for me now. But like, I
she left you on like, red figuratively, right?
Yes. Before that was even a thing, yes. She definitely. And I think I got her to play with me at the Crocodile Back Bar, the mm-hmm. pizza bar. That was like my go-to to play, like to figure new songs out and kind of just like, I knew I could always get a show there.
Yeah.
And so I think that was where we first yeah. started.
And the band was actually, it was two string players, me, Rachel Nesvig,
who's a violin player,
badass violinist, and Emily Westman, who's the drummer of Sisters.
With Andrew Bate,
yeah. But it was just a girl band in the back bar. I think then
I was so excited that they were all playing with me. I remember it being like this breakthrough for me, because I was always playing by myself all the time, which was, I mean, obviously I love the sound of my own voice, but it's so great to have like awesome players come together and like build a sound together.
And I don't know how we came into more of a duo phase, but we originally had Sean T. Lane on our album and he did a bunch of his affected bike stuff. He runs a bunch of pedals out of this bike frame that he has pickups on and, you know, wax the bike frame.
It's so weird. It's so
to create
cool.
these really inspiring sounds. Yeah. And so that's what's on the album. We used Sean for a while, and then he was like, I gotta move on, guys.
Yeah, I gotta go play with Ann Wilson.
Yeah, I gotta play with Ann Wilson.
And then we got Burke.
Yeah, then we got Burke.
Yeah. So it's just been us two with like various arrangements.
Mm-hmm. So what made you decide to finally give this woman who was obsessively stalking you a chance.
Oh, wait. Most recently or
originally? What?
Give me some dignity.
Initially.
Hess has the most incredible voice I've ever worked with. The best vocalist by far, hands down. Baby. And when I said this earlier, but when we are together and we are on, it is the most magical. We are the witches, these witches, sirens that come in and make people like they're just in awe of our music.
We connection. Definitely know how to command an audience for sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. So I don't mean to toot my own horn. I think that's what I've been doing.
That's what this is all about. This is, I mean, I obviously, you know, have you on to promote to, and that's a form of tooting, dude. Like promoting is tooting. So toot it, tweet it, you know, all that stuff. Okay. So staying busy, you know, during this pandemic, you couldn't play any live shows. How did you guys stay sane? You know, let's start with you, Tess. How did you stay sane during this weird time?
Well,
or did you not stay sane?
Yeah, I'm going to say it. I didn't. My mental health went down so low. And the only reason I think I survived it was because no one was around to see, you know, and I wasn't one of those like posters or those people that were like living all the time, like my insanity, but I definitely like cocooned in my apartment. And there was a moment where I didn't know whether I was going to ever come out of it. Like it had been like a year since I played. And then it was like a year and a half. And I was like, do I even know how to play anymore?
I totally.
You're like, can I play two songs in a row?
Yeah.
Can I play 30 minutes? Like, I don't know. I like lost sight of myself a lot. So, but I'm better now. So
good. Okay. And how about you, Nell?
Oh, I mean, I agree. It was difficult not playing music, but I'm starting a production company right now. And so I've been kind of going through that. It's called Under the Radar Productions. And it's about bringing different artists from different genres of music together to play for my friends, essentially, or just about connecting the arts a little more with the people who are not maybe super in the music scene.
So that was like something you focused on to keep your mind busy during that.
So that's cool that you have this project, this production company coming up. And so congratulations for that. Do you have a team behind that or is it just you?
It's me and then my partner, Vincent Bachman, and he does all of the visuals behind everything. I'm kind of booking the artists. And if you guys want to know more about it, you can DM me on Instagram under the Cello Babe or on Facebook, and I'll send you the deets to the next shows.
If you know, you know, that kind of thing.
If you know, you know. That's how the world works.
Word of mouth.
Awesome. Yeah. I like it.
Word of DM.
Word of DM.
Nice. So I'm curious about, obviously, you know, you're talking about, you know, we're talking about this pandemic, staying sane, not staying sane, et cetera, et cetera. Music obviously being a huge part of all of our lives. Just the music that we consume or the music that we listen to on a daily basis. What's an album that you can go to if you're having a ish day, whether it be to get your aggression out, to get in a better place, you know, positive set mindset, just what's an album that you can put on and is just, it makes things a little bit better.
Well, I think currently an album that I really like is Warren Dunes. They're a Seattle band. Mm-hmm. They have a album called, I think it's called Get Well Soon or Get, I'm not very good at remembering the title, but
it's awesome. A new one.
It's a new one. It came out maybe in 2020 or 2021.
I think it's 2021. Eva from the Blacktones was telling me about it.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, awesome album, like so cool, very upbeat, and she is an incredible singer that plays like two keyboards and faces out to the audience. It's so rock and roll.
Awesome.
I have another one.
Oh, please go for it.
And what is Tomo, Tomo Nakayama's newest album, his electro pop stuff, is just phenomenal. I love it. Yeah.
Tess, what about you?
I am an old school, and it's very hard for me to latch on to newer stuff.
Sure.
The one album that I go to frequently is a Radiohead album called In Rainbows.
Yeah.
And it's definitely to lean in to the sadness rather than to bring myself out of it. But I love listening to the Beatles, Simon and Garfunkel, things like that are more upbeat.
Yeah.
But right now, yeah, I usually just listen to my comfort favorites, but I need to listen to more new music for sure. I'm going to be picking Natalie's brain for that stuff. So,
hey, and you'll maybe get to go to some under the radar events, right?
Yes, for sure.
Awesome. I also saw last weekend, a band called Sprig and a band called Fruit Juice at the Central Saloon.
Cool.
And
I don't know if you know Drew Shreve from the band Dirty Dirty. I was on their album actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Drew Shreve is the new drummer for Sprig. That's their newest thing. So,
and both of those bands just blew me away. They're this kind of fresh art pop rock and roll vibe.
Awesome.
Very costumed on
theatrical,
bringing lots of energy. It felt so good.
I wish I could talk about that. Next time I'll be at the next one.
Awesome. Right on. Well, that's plenty of stuff to dig into and some classic Radiohead, of course. So I like to hear that, the inspirations and what gets you through the day. The next show, February 26th at the Sunset, Intisar's return. Whether or not you keep that name in the future, keep me updated so I don't, I'm not outdated myself. So before we jump into the song and we play something for people that they're going to hear on the 26th, do you have any final words or thank yous to anyone or shout outs?
I'm just grateful to Natalie. I'm grateful to Burke. I'm grateful to the Sunset and the Lo-Fi and all these other venues that I still have connections with that I'm looking forward to playing. And collectively, just thank you to society for getting it together enough so that we can have some live shows again. Because
yes.
I was just rescheduling so much that I just started wanting to give up.
Amen. But
I am so glad that we've pulled ourselves back a little bit from the precipice. So thank you.
Awesome. And Natalie, what about you?
I just second that.
All right.
Amen.
Sounds good. Yeah. Awesome. Well, here is Cold Front. It's from the album Borrowed Ground, which you can get now on the Intisar Bandcamp. And here it is. It's Cold Front, Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, Intisar.
So pissed off. met me with the cold front. You taught me how to love none. But you left me with an ocean. You taught me how to run. Oh, 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 oh,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.